The state of North Carolina is embarking on an educational experiment to open a new school district aimed at improving struggling schools. Last night, the Robeson County School Board voted to transfer control of one of its elementary schools to the district. It'll be the first and only school in the district next year. Here's more now from Liz Schlemmer.
The innovative school district has stirred up uncertainty and controversy in Robeson County. But last night, the school board's vote to turn over Southside Ashpole Elementary to the new district was unanimous. Michelle Shooter is the mayor of the small town of Roland, home to the school. After the meeting, she confesses she was biting her nails while watching the vote. And now,
I'm so excited. I was trying to contain myself in there. We really thought they were going to postpone the vote. We were really hoping they wouldn't. And I just think it's going to mean so much to our little town and our school and those precious children. And it's just great. It's wonderful news.
Mayor Shooter is not alone in her opinion. Every person who spoke about the school during the board's public comment period urged them to vote to move it to the innovative school district. But Shooter says, that's new. It's not how members of her community felt in September. That's when they learned they were being considered for the district.
Well, I think at the very beginning, it was kind of like, you know, the big bad wolf's coming. The state's coming in to take over our school because we're not good enough. You know, I think that, unfortunately, was what the community felt at the time.
In November, the State Board of Education approved the school to be the first and only in the innovative district next school year. That meant Robeson County Schools had two options, turn over the school or close it. Superintendent Eric Hall has been the public face of the innovative school district, making frequent trips to Robeson County.
It's been an interesting journey. You know, what is this? You know, it's something brand new. And anything brand new can be a little bit terrifying if you don't know what that really means.
A number of community leaders say their initial apprehension was based on misperceptions. Would the elementary become a school of choice and push out local kids? Would it lose public funding, free lunch, and busing? Hall has assured them the answer to those questions is no. That eased resistance. Hall's number one public relations mantra, he calls the district a partnership, not a takeover.
So to me, when I hear takeover, I think of something that's aggressive and something that's potentially hostile. To me, a partnership is when you care about what the other person thinks, what the other person feels, and ultimately, what are their goals out of the situation?
Robeson County School Board members say they know the school has been low performing for about 10 years. It has received an F grade on its state report card for the last three. According to that report card, more than a third of its third graders are held back for not reading at grade level. Brenda Fairley Farabee is the Robeson County School Board member who represents Roland. She made the motion to approve the transfer.
We had tried everything, and it's not working. We moved principals in to the school, moved principals out, we moved teachers in, we moved teachers out.
Now the board is going to allow the state, Superintendent Hall, and an outside operator to move in and try something new. Fairley Farabee says she's hopeful.
I feel wonderful. It's an honor that we finally came to a decision and it was unanimous.
Fairley Farabee will serve on a panel to advise Superintendent Hall during the process of choosing a new operator for the school. She says Robeson County will expect the state to be accountable for Southside Ashpole.
The ultimate responsibility is the state of North Carolina, them and the Department of Public Instructions. It's their job to make certain the school does not fail.
Community leaders still have lots of questions, especially concerns about what will happen to the school's largely homegrown staff, who will likely have to interview to keep their jobs. And they're wondering if outside managers will employ teachers who reflect the diversity of the students, about half African American and a third Lumbee Indian. But the biggest looming question is whether an outside group can improve students' test scores and get them on grade level. That is an experiment the whole state will be watching. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.